Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2 verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. Mike Abendroth here. You can write us info at nocompromiseradio.com if you want to order some books, some bulk books for your men's Bible study or women's Bible study, Mike at nocompromiseradio.com. I saw, just went and got some mail. I had to take a break after that last show I recorded about Jesus' skin color. My skin color was getting red, is what it was. It was such an awful article, so untrue. I had to go outside and get the mail, and there's a Moody Bible Institute Pastors Conference in Chicago, May 23rd through 27th. And it's talking about, well, it says engage the culture, equipping leaders, engage the culture, engage. Star Trek Next Generation was good, wasn't it? I couldn't get into Deep Space Nine. What's the other one? Enterprise? Was that one? I don't know. Some of them I didn't get to watch. Some of them started getting too weird. The people that are here for the pastors' conference, we've got Daniel Henderson, D.A. Horton, James McDonald, John Trent, Chip Ingram, Daryl Bach, and some others. Engage the culture. I don't think I'll be going. I also got ChristianBook.com, 1-800-CHRISTIAN. Everything Christian for less. now that. CBD Bargain Spring 2016. And what we have here, which I'm very happy for, $5 deals, 12 extraordinary women, John MacArthur, 12 extraordinary men, John MacArthur, both $5, top front center bargains, and then great gifts for moms, dads, and grads. We've got Elizabeth George, 1 minute inspirations for women. I just ran into Elizabeth's husband, Jim, the other day. Jim had an influence in my life in getting me to Master's Seminary. And you will find nothing weird, nothing kind of out of the stratosphere with Elizabeth George's material. We're talking about the Christian lady, not the other secular author. So I'm happy for that. Christian deals, bargains. Everybody likes a bargain. Everything Christian for less. We get Christian things for less. Then we have Patrick Morley, The Man in the Mirror. I bet you there's worse books. That's the only thing I can say about it. And I know it's true, because in the very bottom middle, for $9.99, this is not the $5 deal, Jesus Calling for Graduates. I'm calling you, graduates. When I was a kid, we had an apartment complex by our home, not that close, but 20-minute walk. It was by school, elementary school. I had one friend that lived there. It's called the August Moon. And I always remember the tagline for the radio ad, "The August Moon is calling you." I just thought, okay. We lived in a poor neighborhood, but we didn't live in apartments, so I was glad for that. I was thankful for that little 1,200-square-foot home. My old boss used to say he knew he had arrived when there was nobody that lived above him from a different family. There you go. Okay, so we've got the book, CBD. It's here close. It's an hour from where I live in, not Peabody, for you people that don't know how to talk. Peabody, Mass. No. Peabody. Peabody. It's almost like you're ready to say something. You have to just kind of let it out all at once. Peabody. You don't have time to breathe. Peabody. And I open the book. This is all unrehearsed. I know that's hard to believe. It's all unrehearsed. It's not a rerun in any way, shape, or form. Fred will be happy. We're not going to do a linguistical study. Ted will be happy. I'm not barbecuing anything. John will be happy. I'm not talking about Roman Catholics yet. Lois will be happy. I haven't said the word so yet. Jill will be happy. We're all happy. We're happy, peppy people. Second page. Bible blessings and promises dash coloring book for adults. Now, I don't mind if you have a coloring book. The kids had a coloring book. Somebody gave it to them, and we sat there and talked, and we each kind of colored and talked one day. But I wasn't coloring Philippians 4:13. I can stay in the lines through all in because of Christ who strengthens me. He strengthens me. Embrace your creative side and relieve stress at the same time. Okay, you know what? If you don't have a coloring book, I get it. I understand. When I did coloring books when I was younger and it was Daniel Boone or Batman, I always had to put boots on them. Everybody had to have boots. I just went outside the lines and made the boots. Pairs inspirational quotes and scripture verses with intricate designs for hours of coloring, 48 perforated pages, soft color, retail $5.99. This is the sale of the century. You have more for your coloring enjoyment. This is $4.99. This is the sale. This is the blowout sale. Spring sale, Peabody, CBD. I would like to know if they're going to be a Jesus Calling coloring book. You've heard it here first. I feel prophetic. God. Yes, yes, that's a word from the Lord, a Jesus Calling book. I think it's even fine if you wanted to have a coloring book and it had a Bible verse at the bottom. I mean, that's better than a Metallica quote. But once we move it from coloring into a spiritual practice, into a spiritual discipline, let's move it along the line to a sacrament, then not too good. Be still, the second book in here is Be Still and Know That I Am God. Lovely quote from Psalm, 46:10. But this is a coloring book for adults, filled with beautiful poetry and rich imagery to help reduce stress. This coloring book features scripture from the book of Psalms and room to doodle on the reverse side of every page. 128 perforated pages.
See? You totally got me.
Okay, we have a coloring book. We want to think about the Psalms. The more you think about it, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And you're just thinking about it, that's right. You don't have to really think. You can doodle and think about the Lord Yahweh. He's a shepherd. These other people are false shepherds. Just like in Ezekiel, God himself is going to have to be the shepherd. John chapter 10, Jesus is the good shepherd. He laid down his life for the sheep. Shepherd, shepherd, shepherd. He is my shepherd. He'll watch over me. But the second it says you've got room to doodle, then we're pretty much out of the doodle noodle. You know, you got those swimming pool noodles. I can just think of those. Awful. Room to doodle. They do have another in the same series, Whatever is Lovely. That's like more expensive, although it's another great choice. Okay, coloring books for your soul. Who says they're just for kids? Pick up colored pencils, paints, or markers and allow these psalms and affirmations. Like what from the, who is that Catholic lady that died? That Mother Hemingway. She started EBTW or whatever it was. What was her name? Angelica. Mother Angelica? Teresa Angelica? Angelica Houston? I mean, who are we talking about? You know who I'm talking about. Glasses, flying nun. Did I tell you when I moved to Los Angeles, I decided to move from, you know, $10 haircuts, because you could tell I was from Nebraska. And somebody talked me into going to a real salon. Never been, you know, $60 haircut back in 1986. And it's a true story. Went to Beverly Hills. Had it all lined up. I think it was 50 plus a tip. Got the owner of the salon. He was heterosexual. I was glad for that. Got the haircut. But before I got the haircut, I don't think you get a haircut for 60 bucks. I think it's, do you get manicured hair? Do you get, I don't know, they don't tease your hair. They do a lot of other stuff though. Yeah, I was pampered. I should have had a coloring book. It would have felt so much better. If only I had room to doodle. And I was getting my hair washed before, and right next to me in the other washing area was a lady. She was getting her hair washed as well before she got her hair cut. She had to get someone else. I had the owner of the salon. She had to get one of these other underlings, and it was Sally Fields. And I said, hi. She said, hi. Then I got back to my doodling. Okay, well, I guess we have more. Crayola colored pencils, colorful tools to bring your artwork to life. Featuring a vibrant assortment of brilliant hues, these 50 long-lasting pencils are perfect for creating stunning images. Retail $12.99. Colored pencils. Now let's morph last show into this show. I saw something the other day that flesh colored. When I was a kid, 64 Crayola colors, and you had the sharpener as well. I think they gave you flesh, and the flesh color was Caucasian, pretty much. You know what? I get it. I could see how that was kind of dopey, but I don't think you're going to get any flesh colored Crayola pencils. If it's at Duke University, they'll probably be making sure that's taken care of. Today is going to be a great day, coloring book for adults. This is the Joel Osteen version. If Joel Osteen puts a coloring book out, he will make a lot of money. Joel, there's your free idea. Discover the relaxing benefits of coloring. Features inspirational quotes from G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, Tolkien, and other people who are either Catholics or close to it. Plus gift tags, bookmarks, and cards to cut out and share. Perforated pages. Why are all these coloring books perforated? Because you did such a great job, you'll frame it. Maybe you could send it to your pastor. Anyway, you know what's hot these days. You know what's hot these days when the first page of the blowout special. You know, we put the Bibles in the back. That's where they go. The NIV Study Bible, the ESV MacArthur Study Bible, the ESV Study Bible. We put those at the back. Now, at the very, very back, those are also insightful. Let's just see what's here. This is for fun. Giant print personal size reference Bibles, $7.99 each. Like it. Jesus Today Deluxe Edition, Sarah Young, revealing the peace, comfort, and encouragement that the Lord is offering. Young's devotions help you hear from God. Really? Lies. Discover hope and walk with Jesus every day. Imitation leather, because that's quite apropos. It's imitation leather because it's inspiration. It's imitation Jesus talking. Just dropped my phone. How does that work? It's not Jesus talking. Jesus Today talking? I've been spending about 2 months preaching through Hebrews 1, and funny to think that Jesus in the last days is the one that the Lord speaks in and through. Is there anything else in the back here? God's tender promises for mothers? I need tender promises too. VeggieTales Royalty Collection DVD. You probably didn't know this about me. I was living in Los Angeles, late 80s, early 90s, got saved. Someone came over to our home with the VHS and they said, by the way, we work in the, you know, Hollywood kind of industry, and there's this new show. Here's a prototype, and it's going to be like Bible stories using vegetables. I wanted to be asked for theological critique, and I could have helped them at certain times. The bunny. But they never called me. Now VeggieTales is making a comeback. Esther, Madam Blueberry, King George, and the Ducky. I like when there's four, they're doing Daniel, and there's the fiery furnace, and there's four people in there instead of just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then one of those creatures, one of those VeggieTales said something like, there's four people there in the fire, and one of them's real shiny. I always remember that one. Remember the bunny? You know, bow down Nebuchadnezzar's large statue. I love the bunny. You know, you had to watch those when you were a kid. Is it better to watch moralistic shows that take the Bible out of context, or is it better just to watch Barney, the purple dinosaur? What happened to Barney, the purple dinosaur? I don't know. Barney, the purple dinosaur. The best advice I ever got, wit and wisdom for graduates. It's from Jerry Jenkins, Patsy Clermont, Terry Blackstock, and others. You don't know what else to buy the poor kid. I, to this day, Charles and Carol Davy, my parents' beloved friends, Carol's still alive, they gave me a dictionary in 1978 for graduation. Charles was a high school teacher, and to this day I have that. Actually, that was an excellent gift. I should probably tell them that. Anything else in this book that looks good? War Room DVD Curriculum, subtitled How to Soak a Product, Mass Merchandising, Increase SKUs. What would that mean? We have the actual Jesus Calling book, Pursuit of God by Tozer, complemented by Devotions by Charles Swindoll, Brett Merrick, Agents of Babylon, David Jeremiah, Mystery of the Shemitah, Jonathan Kahn. Brandon loves that kind of stuff. My Utmost for His Highest for Graduates, Classic Edition. There's the Utmost for His Highest. There's the Utmost Highest for Graduates. There's the Utmost Highest for Graduates, Classic Edition. That's interesting. You got God's Promises for Graduates, Morning by Morning for Graduates. I don't get that. Why does it have to be for graduates? It's like certain Bibles, you know, for graduates. The Bible for graduates. Yeah. It's just the Bible. That's the most amazing thing about the Word of God. It's trans-chronological, trans-migrational. Encouraging verses of the Bible for mothers. Problem is, what would you bet me that some of those verses are taken out of context and applied to moms? How about pressing pause? Quiet moments for moms to meet with Jesus. Oh, because I've stepped on May 8th, Mother's Day section. Coloring Books for Grown-Ups, Margaret Feinberg. You ever look at her theology? I think you should. My wife's going to love this. Coloring Books by Margaret Feinberg. I do find it interesting that sometimes if you don't know what to get your mom, you can get her a mom mug. Warm-hearted tribute, mom. She's clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Oh, wait a second. What about for dads? No Compromise Radio, you know. What about dads? Honor Dad, June 19th. Huh? What about that? I give them kudos. Not just the Man in the Mirror special 25th anniversary. Not just the Man Minute, 60-second encounter can change your life. Guys got a minute. Not just Prayers and Promises for Men that's new. Not just Game Plan for Life Bible, NIV. Not just Bible Prayers for Fathers. Not just Time with God for Fathers Ministry Edition. Not just the Praying Man Sculpture. Not just 101 Blessings for Dad. But Brave Dad, Raising Your Kids to Follow and Love God, John MacArthur. There you go. I stand corrected. What else do we have here? How many different SKUs can you get? Oh, this is a good one. You know what? I actually think this is kind of a good cover and a good title for a book here as we're... I'm just going to dive into something else here. I had Calvin's Four Rules of Prayer. in front of me. I was going to do that. That was going to be the show today until I opened up this, till I went out to the post office, till I needed a break from the Jesus isn't white deal. Here's the book that looks cool, at least in terms of a title and a cover. Cover's got somebody on a rock out in a field, bent over, trying to get a sack off their head. No, it's not the Daniel plan. That's on the other page. Yeah, it's the Daniel plan cover. It's like binge and purge. What's the Daniel plan? Oh man, the show is called, the book is called Unglued. But the spiritual strategies of not hurting people probably are not my proverbial alley. What about circle drawing? We've got you covered. What about God's Not Dead Too? We got you covered. You like Joyce Meyer? Got you covered. Interesting. Across the page from Joyce Meyer, I find this fascinating placement. Not just, you know, having a Martha, a Mary heart in a Martha world, but you've got unqualified. You've got the bait of Satan, and then you've got the mind connection with Joyce herself. Okay. Any great reads? What are the great reads these days? If you had to talk about great reads in evangelicalism, what would your great reads be? What's the great reads? For me, honestly, here's a great read, The Whole Christ by Sinclair Ferguson. That would be a great read. Probably better than Aha, probably better than Grave Robber, probably better than, this is making the comeback again, Bondage Breaker. Neil Anderson was big when I was in seminary. So big that a man named Neil Anderson, who was going to Master Seminary, he's now in South Africa, a South African, a surfer, takes you to bad parts of town to get good food. He was named Neil Anderson, but didn't want to be known by that name, so now I think he's known as Tip O'Neill. Why are all Charles Stanley's sons, Andy Stanley's North Point Resources, sold at a discount? Was that after his last sermon or his first sermon? Anyway, now we've got all the DVDs and everything else. I will just say, you can probably get some good things at CBD, but I think their days are numbered. The way the industry is going with publishing and everything else, and what Amazon has done, and what places that specialize in books like Westminster Books, these places are going out of business. I would regularly spend $1,000 or $2,000 at CBD a year. A, it was close. B, they had the good sales. And C, that's just what you did. You ordered from CBD. Now the way things work, I'm not beholden to CBD to say it is Christian, therefore I want to give my money to a Christian. Similar thinking where you say, I don't want to give my money to Walmart, I'd rather give it to a local butcher, you know, instead of going to the Walmart deli. But now with Westminster Books, you know, that is a Christian organization, and it's free shipping and excellent deals at Westminster. And with Amazon, these places are gone. And there's a huge industrial complex up there for books. And I don't know how long ago they built it, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But maybe that'll be our new Collide Church, our Collision Church, our CBD Bible Church or something. I don't wish anything bad on CBD. I wish they'd stop selling things that are inappropriate to sell, whether it's Joyce Meyer or Benny Hinn or the Dakes annotated reference Bible. Shame on them for selling those things, because here's the problem. At the very beginning, it says everything Christian for less. Arianism isn't Christian. I don't know if there's a T.D. Jakes book in here, but I bet you there is. Arianism isn't Christian. Sabellianism isn't Christian. Modalism isn't Christian. Word faith stuff isn't Christian. I'm not talking about should they sell Wesleyan books or Arminian books or conservative charismatic books. I know they all fall under the auspices of Christian. But when they start going outside of that, well, it's inevitable. You say, well, what about Andy Griffith DVDs? what about them? My name is Mike Abendroth. This is No Compromise Radio. If you would like to write me, Mike at nocompromiseradio.com, I'd be glad to hear from you. And we will talk to you next time. If you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like it, write me and tell me why.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.